This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Friday, everybody. Woohoo! I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, soon to be Glenn. You said Friday. That reminds me, I'm going to Hawaii next week.
Yeah, you rub it in. Go ahead, rub it in.
Hey,
you have your bikinis all out. You're ready to go lay on the beach.
Oh, this former mama don't wear no bikini. Former pregnant lady.
You have your one piece all out, ready to lay on the beach.
I've got my muumuu and I've got my giant floppy hat. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 6th, episode 1908, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. One quick announcement here. We had a last-minute change in guests today. We were supposed to have Joseph DiLorenzo, who is the director of the Office of Enforcement and Compliance at the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Do you think there are committees that just decide, okay, in this title, we need 85 words, and then we have to just come up with that number of words to fill it?
I think people sometimes title themselves and they put it on their business card and it just becomes
Office of Enforcement and Compliance at Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Well, he was supposed to come on and talk about the whole CDL ELD thing and clear up some of the confusion that's been in the horse world for the last 6 months over this. And he had to postpone first thing this morning. So he will be, apparently, we're trying for next week now. So thanks to Denise for dealing with that before she even had her coffee this morning, and also for scrambling to get us another guest. So we appreciate that. Now, on Wednesday, was it Wednesday? Wednesday or Monday show? It was Tuesday's show. That's right. Our special Tuesday edition. We had a guest on who was talking about shares and racehorses, right?
Yes.
And then I made the stupid mistake of saying, oh, we should do that. And then Jennifer said, oh, no, you're not. And then all the auditors started saying, oh, yes, we should. And then Jamie picked it up from there.
So, yeah, we have talked about potentially, if you are a listener, getting in. This is kind of an auditor thing, but if you're a listener and you want to get in, let me know, to buy a racehorse. And it's ours. And what it is, as of now, we're looking at, if we get a certain amount of people, it's $300 for the buy-in to own a racehorse. That's it.
Each, $300 each.
$300 a person. And there's no added cost. There's no monthly income. There's no monthly upkeep. Potentially, if something happens next year, we want to revisit it and do it again. You know, if the horse is like amazing and we want it to keep running, we would be partial owners. So there'd be, say, 30 of us that want to buy in $300 each to this racehorse. That money goes to purchasing the racehorse, but also for the training and general upkeep. But we don't own it by ourselves because that would be a really cheap racehorse. We own that with another owner organization, somebody who wants to sell half their racehorse. So you own a small part. It's not a money windfall.
No.
Okay. Don't
plan
be
on plan on never seeing the money again. Actually.
No, you're basically giving $300 yeah, away to have like complete awesome entertainment and to be able to tell everybody you own a racehorse.
That's it.
That's right.
And to stand in the winner's circle when the horse eventually wins a race somewhere.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. And you can be in the winner's circle. You're the owner. And you know what? Stranger things have happened. Wasn't there a ownership group that 2 years ago went to the Derby?
It was New York, okay? Or something? Was somewhere?
Yeah. It can happen. It might.
And they were. It was a hometown group because didn't they take like a school bus? They took like a school bus to get there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a.
By the way, that's what's in our budget. Fun. You'll get the school bus. You're not getting the Greyhound even. So
it's fun to dream. So that's kind of what we're all looking at now. I've got a poll going in the auditor room because I went online and I was like, okay, who is in? And I think like 40 people were like, yes, I'm in. And I put a poll up, and now there's like 7. So if you guys are serious about it, we've got to get some numbers together because we've found a trainer. We haven't found the horse yet, but the trainer will find us the group.
Now, are they looking for a youngster or what's the scoop?
3 years old. I'm not excited about running 2 year olds.
Yeah,
you know how I am.
Yeah, I know.
So it'll be a 3 year old.
So no Kentucky Derby, everybody.
No Derby. No Derby. Breeders' Cup in the fall. That's what we're going for.
Breeders' Where is it this year?
The Breeders' Cup in the fall. I think it's at Santa Anita. I could be wrong, though. I don't know.
Jennifer, look that one up. Where's the Breeders' Cup?
Yeah.
Because we all got to go.
So we need to do it sooner rather than later because the race meet starts in Indiana, and they start now and they go all the way through like the fall up to November, up to about Breeders' Cup time. So if you want to get most bang for your buck, let's get going. Let's watch our pony run. Let's see it race. And then, of course, there out of 40 auditors or 50 listeners, one of us certainly can provide it a home, and we'll just have to fight over it at the end. Hey, honey, I'm getting another horse. Hope it's okay. It's our racehorse. I already own him, so it's not like I'm like buying a new horse. I mean, he's kind of mine.
And then if you win, you do get money. If by chance this horse ends up being a winner, there is a return.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There is a return. So like say the horse wins a $10,000 race and we are part owners. The owners get like 80% or something. Like the trainer gets 10. I have to look that up.
Like 60 but people get some money out of that deal.
Exactly.
60%. Yeah.
But say
so
we get
$5.
Yeah, you get $5 back. Right. Exactly.
$5.
Well, if you have the $5,000 that go to the owners and, you know, or $10,000, $8,000 goes to the owners and we own half of it, that's $4,000 split 30 ways. Do the math.
You can get McDonald's for that.
Chad, my husband's in the room and he's a math genius. What is 4,000 divided by 30?
You know, this is the game I play.
He's still asleep.
You know, this is the game I play about winning the lottery every time, too. You know, what can I do? How much money am I going to get after taxes in a lump sum? And what can I do with that? And I've never won the lottery. So we're coming back to plan on losing your $300. Just saying.
Oh, no, 4,000. Four. So hold on. Chad's still.
I have a calculator here. 4,000 divided by 40, right?
I said 30. You say there's 30 of us. It's $133. Look, you're going to make money on this deal. Eventually.
As long as he doesn't bow a tendon in the meantime.
Well, there's always that. So, I mean, it's racing. It's scary.
It's gambling. There's a reason it's called gambling.
Exactly.
Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show? Oh, but you can find that in the auditor room, by the way. If you're not an auditor, good incentive to go in and do that right now. Go to horseradionetwork.com on the right side of the page. Click on the auditor banner. That only costs you $1 a month, and it's worth $100 a month. So that's not even gambling.
We give away tons of prizes.
Yeah. I think it's a better value and a lower gamble.
Yeah, exactly.
You get better odds of entertainment.
That's true.
Not true.
low risk of catastrophe in the auditor's.
I don't know. I talked to one of the other auditors yesterday who's having shoulder surgery 2 days before I am. So there is a chance of bowing a tendon in the auditor room, apparently.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we will continue our freestyling. And we're going to start that next round with Samantha Clark, co-host of the World Equestrian Games show here on the Horse Radio Network. And she is at WEG, I believe, and she's going to give us a report from the test event that's going on there right now for eventing. And then next up, Beth Moran stops by and she's got an update on what's going on with equine trail sports. If you've never heard of it, you're going to learn all about it. And Really Bad Ads is going to take us on a strange journey down that dark and ever so entertaining path that is online classifieds. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. So I noticed a bunch of people just tuning in. If you're tuning in, I'll just repeat this quick. If you're tuning in to hear about the CDL and ELD stuff, the government official that was coming on, who apparently is the big boss, the director, is postponed for a week. So it should be next Friday, hopefully.
He had some CDL excitement that he had to handle.
Yes,
so.
or ELD. I'm not sure. Both of them sound like venereal diseases, so I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Tell me ELD doesn't sound like a venereal disease or something.
I hadn't thought of it, but hey.
Now that I said it, that's all you're going to think about from now on.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday to you.
Speaking of auditors, one of the other terrific things you get by being an auditor is your name announced on here for your birthday. Happy birthday to TJ Egg and Allison. Laura's birthdays are today. Happy birthday to both of you. And it is your turn. By the way, we found out that that it's going to be Churchill Downs this year for the Breeders' Cup. So perfect. That'll work. We can go there.
Perfect. Central. You haven't gone there.
I haven't been there yet. That'll be fun.
You haven't been invited because you're not buying in on this horse.
I didn't say I wasn't buying in.
You haven't clicked yes on the poll. Go to the poll.
I've been caught. I have to do this. Shh. I have to do this secretly.
Yeah. Okay. Just flip. You're going to hand me some cash.
Yes.
Here's $300. Don't tell Jen.
Don't tell Jen. She's calling a guest, so we're okay. We're good. She can't hear us.
I'll be like, why did he send me $300 extra in my paycheck? Oh.
Oh.
Gotcha. Okay, my turn.
There'll be horse written on the $100 bills. You'll see horse written there.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So my daily Winnie goes out. So I started measuring my horses yesterday because I wanted to see how tall Precious Magic Gallop Jennings is. Because I need to start to market her and I need to know how tall she is. And she's 13.3 and a half.
Oh, is so she really?
Almost.
Well, that's
14,
almost 14. You can say 14 then. Close enough.
I think she was a lot closer to 13.3, but I'm gonna it's like me when I say I'm 5'3. Yeah, I'm a bit closer to 5'2. So then I started measuring all of them and I went and I was like, well, let me measure Zeus. And I measured Zeus, who's still coming in at 15.1, hasn't grown since I got him, which when he was six. So he hasn't grown a bit. But then I measured baby Zara. You're not going to believe this. She's 14.2. She's a year old.
She's already a horse.
She's already a pony. Yeah. Or a horse, I guess. So here's why she gets my daily Winnie. We have one pasture that is all fence and one pasture that is half fence, half electric fence, because I wanted to extend the pasture. So it's electric fence. So I decided to put the mares out there and I take Pink and I put her out there and I take Magic and I put her out there and I take Zara and I put her out there. And I'm like, there's a fly mask out in the field. So I walk out there to get the fly mask. It's way down. And Zara just kind of chit-chats along with me and she goes along and she's smiling. She's having a good time. And I grab the fly mask and I start walking back and she's just walking back with me. And then she picks up a trot and then she picks up a canter and she goes cantering on down and jumps out of the electric fence. Ping! Hey guys, look what I did. So the woman in me thinks, oh my God, crap. She's jumping out of my fences. What am I going to do? That's not good. I can't. And then the other part of me is like, oh my God, that's my girl. So it's a dichotomy. It's hard being me. But y'all know what I'm talking about. When your horse does something like that, you're like, oh, that sucks. But it's kind of awesome. So baby Zara jumping out of pastures.
Yeah, that's not good in the long run, though.
No, it's not. But still, I was like, oh my God, she could jump.
I know. There is that excitement until she jumps out and to the neighbor's yard with the massive bull with the horns that are 6 feet wide.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She jumped out and started running and Chad got out in front of her waving his arms, trying to get her to stop. And
that didn't
work.
No
personal space. No. I was like, get out of the way. She doesn't stop.
Chad's going to get his butt run over. So it's going to happen.
I think I over imprinted her.
Now no she's fear. Doing the imprinting.
Yep. Yeah. She moves you really quick.
All right. We have Samantha Clark on here, my co-host of the 2018 Hello. Leg Show. Hi, Samantha. Good morning.
Hey, y'all.
So you were at the test event yesterday over at Tryon for eventing, and this was your first time back there. Of course, that's where WEG's going to be held in the fall. And you took a lot of pictures. People want to see those pictures. Go to 2018 WEG Show Facebook page, and you'll see a lot of pictures there. Jamie, you might want to head over there right now. Looks like a big construction site still.
Yes, tons of construction. Crazy. It looks like Mad Max anyway. Like there's diggers everywhere. There's lots of sand and sort of scaffolding and there's arenas and that's about it. Mountains, half built mountains and wasteland. I mean, and then horses. But.
Well, a couple things I want to ask you about specifically. First of all, the media center looks like nothing but steel girders at this point. Are they just going to put chairs on the steel girders and that's how we're going to do it? Or do they plan on having that finished, do you think?
Well, they, you know, if you ask them, they plan on having a lot of things finished. But, gosh, Glenn, I mean, they plan on doing so much. And I don't know what their priorities are. I mean, they plan... I'm watching now, there's, you know, like if you're a little boy, like when my son was 4 or 5, it would be his dream. There's diggies everywhere and earth movers everywhere.
Jamie's son, who likes piles of dirt, would love that place.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, it's like a rich and scary sort of landscape. I mean, everywhere. And then there's a picture of it. There's like a 3-story massive building on one side of the arena. And apparently at least one story of that will be all for media. But yeah, it's empty. I mean, that's all it is. It's a shell. And the covered arena, which was that enormous arena, it was just a covered arena, that it's a huge, massive project as well. And the vaulting test event is taking this weekend. So I looked at it yesterday, and I mean, it's under construction, and there's a scoreboard in there and some shrubs in there, but I can't believe they're going to make them go in there.
I had a question about that. That arena looked like the ceiling was really low. Is that just your pictures were deceiving, or is the ceiling really low?
No, the ceiling is really low, and I don't know what they're doing to that. And then they're sort of building more on the outside, and I don't know if that's for seats. So I'm going to try and walk in there and have a better look. But I don't know how close we're allowed to be in there. I mean, it is all a construction site. And then behind that is where I think they're supposed to build 3 hotels, but at the moment there's nothing. There's literally just sort of piles of pipes and piles of cables and piles of, piles of sort of, scaffolding and bits and pieces that will be the foundations. But there's literally nothing. And they're just sort of moving piles of dirt around. And I think during the day when there's competition on, they're not allowed to work. So they're working through the night. Apparently, they're working now. Competition in the main arena starts at 10. And then you still can't drive. You can't drive from here to the cross country. And you can't. They've closed P Ridge Road, which is the most direct route. So to get from here to the cross country, you have to drive. You have to get back on the highway and drive like about 6 miles around.
Really?
Even though it's actually quite close. I mean, it's all a bit crazy. And we went and walked the cross country yesterday. That's actually very similar to what it was last year and very straightforward 3-star course. And not the track is some of what the track will be in September, but not a lot. And I'm hoping to get on a tour today on a golf cart with Sharon Decker, who's been a guest on our show.
Yeah, she's like the boss lady there.
The main organizer.
Yeah.
And she's going to hopefully give us a tour of where the actual track will be, like the whole track. But I don't actually think no one really knows for sure. So she's... Apparently, the actual track, everyone's talking, will finish up a long hill, uphill finish, which is everyone is worried about the cross country for the WEG, because you're going to need a very fit horse and a blood horse. And at the moment, they're just using part of the track. And also, the footing is really hard and not very good. And they're hoping, of course, that it'll be better in September. But then also, they're talking. So anyone who came to the AECs... I think and did the intermediate or did the 1-star where that arena was sort of behind where the main arena is, if you can imagine, do you know where they did that cross country?
Yep.
And they had that sort of manicured arena with a bank. Well, now apparently, because do you remember, Glenn, we talked about before they had a show jumping test event, they had a ton of rain, and three horses slipped around that one turn, and they were sort of complaining about the footing in the main arena, and the show jumpers didn't like it. So now I think that there's sort of rumours or conjecture, and I don't know how real it is, that they might even tear down where that is and put a new arena in there and put the show jumpers in there for the WEG.
Like they don't have enough to do? Add to the list. Now, I heard a rumor yesterday. This is a rumor that at the riders' meeting, they were told originally the riders and all their crew and stuff were and officials were supposed to be staying in the hotels that were on grounds, but they were told yesterday those hotels will not be done and riders will not be staying on property.
Yeah, I think they've. That's what we talked to the Frederick Bergendorf, the Swedish chef who we had as a guest. They told him that the teams are allowed one bungalow each, and those bungalow, you know, those are the one that sleep one bedroom bungalow each per team.
Are they going to draw straws?
Well, I guess it depends how friendly your team is. So they were going to go and check out how many riders or they thought they could squash into a bungalow, but then all otherwise everyone else would have to be, they would be housed in Spartansville. Is it Spartansburg?
Yeah, Spartansburg, I think,
And then, of course, the organizers said, oh, traffic won't be a problem. But then the locals are saying, traffic's going to be a huge problem. Of course you should be worried. So, you know, I think the organizers are trying to put a positive spin on everything and say it's going to be fine and everything's going to be finished and don't worry, but realistically, who knows?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe, but
there's a ton to do.
We are May, June, five July, months. August. We are only less than 5 months out. that's
and
crazy.
There's a ton to do, and it seems like they keep adding to their list.
Well, let's talk. So, are the vaulters there doing their test event somewhere?
Yes, I saw them heading for the trot up yesterday in the main arena, and I think they're just going to do everything in the main arena because, well, I'm going to try and find that out today. No one really seems to know what's going on. It's quite hard to get answers out of anyone, but I'm trying.
If anybody can, I know you will.
Whatever I find out, I'll just keep posting on the Facebook page.
Okay, that's 2018 WEG show.
All weekend.
Is where you can find
anything.
That.
Okay, yeah. Can you possibly leave us with something positive?
Well, yeah, they had good dressage yesterday.
It's not
right?
raining yet.
It's not raining.
Oh my god!
Now everybody seems the riders seem to be happy with the number of bathrooms. The food's good. I mean, and what we had Marilyn Little.
The food's good. The drinks are good.
Yeah.
Marilyn Little's in the lead, and she won last year, and of course she's on good form because she won Red Hills. So if you're a Marilyn Little fan, that's good news.
Yeah. And who's sitting in second?
We've got lots of nations represented. Philip Dutton's in second and fourth, I think, or fifth. We had good dressage yesterday. It was fun. We've got more good dressage coming today and show jumping Sunday.
And
the arenas look great.
And you said there's a lot of countries representing?
We've got Mexico, we've got Ecuador, we've got Australia. Andrew Hoy brought a horse over from England to represent Australia. We've got New Zealand, obviously. Joe Myers here. We've got
Canada.
I mean, it's a pretty good show in Canada. Yeah.
Very good. Well, keep digging. Keep digging. Well, I can't say that. You're in a construction site. keep looking for information, Samantha.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to it. Now, next week, we're going to record another WEG show. We're going to get a complete report from Samantha on everything that she's found. And hopefully, you can pick up some interviews while you're there as well.
And I think we'll be able to reveal. We're going to have a new spotlight event rider, and I think we'll be able to talk to them, hopefully.
Okay. Sounds terrific. Well, thanks, Samantha. Good luck this weekend.
No problem.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Debbie, did you look at the pictures? It is one massive construction site.
Yeah. I wonder, I want some pictures of some things that are done. Tell her to take some happy pictures.
There's not much done. That's the thing. There really isn't much done.
Even the things that are done are surrounded by things that aren't, like the bungalows. The bungalows are done, but the bungalows are completely surrounded by
construction
landscaping that's not.
Well, you know, it does sound Lucas's dream, though. You could leave him there for a month and never have to see him again.
Every horse person who's got kids that love to play in the dirt, go to WEG this year, man. Yeah. It's going to be your year.
But didn't you say on the eventing show that the barns were really nice?
Yeah, well, yes. But yeah, those were done, really I think. Nice.
They have been there. They've not, I think they added some, but the barns have been there. Yeah.
So, well, hope, keep our fingers crossed that everything's good. We rented a house, so we're actually about 10 minutes away. So, we're glad we did that. So,
now keep in mind, Glenn, that we're going to be 10 minutes away by car, but traffic's going to be a problem. So we're all going to bring our bicycles.
Yeah. That's one thing that we did hear that changed too, for everybody looking at going. This we heard on the last episode of our show, is that parking was supposed to be, they were going to put a massive parking there so everybody could park at the location. Apparently that's changed now. And the parking's going to be like way away and you're going to be bussed in. That's the last we heard is it's going to be way away and you're going to be bussed in. So that's a change too, that we heard recently. Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. All right, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then who is our title sponsor, by the way, for the WEG show. So we appreciate that as well. So if nothing else, they'll be there. We'll be there covering whatever happens.
She swallowed hard as they walked into the start box. She could feel his muscles tense under her leg. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great ride. She didn't have to ask. He galloped out of the box and across the field toward their first training level course. His ears pricked. Her heart pounded. He attacked each obstacle with confidence, clearing them with room to spare. A huge smile broke out on her face as she crossed through the finish flags. She leaned forward and buried her face in his neck. Their bond of love and trust blocked out all else. This love story is brought to you by Elevate. Research proven to have superior bioavailability. Elevate supplies the essential vitamin E often missing from the equine diet. Its all-natural formula supports healthy muscle and nerve functions. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, again, we thank Kentucky Performance Products for their continued support of our
show. Gosh, those commercials give me every time.
I did that one specifically because I knew we'd be talking about eventing too.
I just got bazoozed through the finish flags. It was first novice, and I was all emotional, and then I just brought it right back.
I did that on purpose. Sorry.
I'm going to Kentucky Performance Products right now and buying something.
All right. Next up, we have Beth, who's coming on short notice because our other guest postponed, and Denise was kind enough to round her up. So, Beth, thank you so much for joining us on short notice. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Now, Beth is with Equine Trail Sports. And of course, you know, 80% of our audience are trail riders. We're going out for a ride on Sunday at around here, which is a fun place to go. And, you know, so we know that a lot of trail riders are really getting into doing some other things and wanting to do more than just ride around the same trail all the time. So tell us what Equine Trail Sports is. What do you guys do?
Well, Equine Trail Sports is a nationally based organization. We have multiple formats, and our main format, though, is based around obstacles. And we have them set up in arena, short trail, and long trail. But our obstacles are set up in a unique way that each one is on three levels, one being easy, two being a little harder, and three being very challenging. To choose what level you want to compete at each and every obstacle. So people can always ride within their safe zone. So it's perfect for recreational riders just to get out there and have a good time. But what we are also is a tool for people to host events with. We provide all of the management tools, online registration, insurance, and training for the host and the judges.
What kind of obstacles? What are
okay,
we talking
Beth,
about?
I need to...
Yeah.
You know, an obstacle can be anything from stepping over a log or backing around a barrel. Most of them are not super complicated, and we try to set them up on multiple formats based around confidence, ground manners, horsemanship, and precision riding. But again, they're set up on multiple challenge levels so that there's a level for everyone to compete at.
Jennifer, you're on mute. We can't hear you.
Sorry.
Okay.
So to paint a thorough picture. No, it's me. I run buttons for a living, but I'm not very good at it. For people who might not be familiar with these rides, I have been to, I think, two of them so far.
Awesome.
The obstacles are, it's a obstacle. For example, there is a small mound of dirt and six barrels out there in front of you. And the riders have a little diagram so that they know what to do when they get to those little barrels and that mound of dirt. Everybody uses the same obstacle, but exactly what you do inside the obstacle is a little bit different. So if you are going at the lowest level, the simplest level, you may be required to make a figure eight around the two barrels that are on the flat part, walk to the top of the mound, and back down. That's really simple. Then the next level up might have to make a figure eight around the barrels on the ground, walk to the top of the hill, do a 360 around the barrel on the top of the hill, and then walk back down. So it's graduated, and you go out in little groups. Am I right? You go out in a little group of people. It's not teams. It's very informal little groups, and you go out and you'll have four or six people there.
We always tell people that they can be as competitive or as uncompetitive as they want to be. Because they are allowed to choose their experience when they go out and compete with us. So we have multiple setups. There can be a trail challenge, which is 5 or more miles, an obstacle trail, which is 2 to 4 miles, or an obstacle course. So that can be in a small area. So it's different experiences depending on what the host has available to them. And it is, if you're on the trail, then it is small groups. We do that intentionally because we don't want to get a big group of horses that might make each other nervous. We really plan for the rider's success and the host's success.
So the part about having different ways to host rides is something that is a more recent development in the equine trail sports. Talk to us a little bit about all of the different things that a given host can host and why they would want to do it.
So we have the trail challenge. If you have an area, I, for instance, I am a host along with being the director of events. I am also a host, and that's how I got into equine trail sports because I was looking for a way to raise money for my preferred charity. So I host events locally in the Williston area at the Black Prong Equestrian Center, and they are surrounded by state land. So I use their facility for an arena challenge, and I use the surrounding state land for a trail challenge. But maybe a host just has a really nice arena. They can do an obstacle challenge in a small area. So it just depends on what the host has. So we have a format set up for people to raise money with whatever facilities they have available to them.
And is it judged?
So you have, go ahead, Glenn.
Is it judged?
It is judged.
Okay.
We have a very cool format set up to where we train our hosts so that the program and the experience is consistent nationwide for our riders. And we train the judges because we want our scoring to be consistent within 2 points of each other across the nation. So we have a very specific format people score on. It is a format that makes it very easy group of people to come to a consistent score. I have trained a group as large as 25 people, and we put a rider out on obstacles, and we all score together, and I go through our format, and within about 3 obstacles, I can have that entire group scoring within 2 points of each other. So it is so judged.
So the judges are volunteer folks. Unlike a regular, if you went to a show that you would see in an arena, a judge is always hired from a pool of tested judges. These are people who come out and volunteer their time and take a class and learn how to judge the obstacles first, right?
So these are people that our hosts find, and we hope they're finding, qualified horse people, but they're usually just your everyday folk that have horse experience. They go through a program with us, which is a 4-step training program. It includes reading material, an online knowledge check, an online video experience, and a class of some sort. We have webinars available, and we can do live instruction. And then they have to judge an event. And then they're considered a certified judge with us. Again, we do this for consistency. And so that the rider can have a quality experience. Because the thing that our whole mantra is a ride for fun, ride to learn format. And our judges are trained to leave comments. This makes us unique because it actually gives people the ability to learn from their events. So when they get their score, they understand why their score is their score. They know if they got a low score because the judge says, oops, you missed an element in the obstacle. Or they know they got a high score because no elements missed, like 4. And that comment is only available to the rider online after the event. So it's not something everybody gets to see everybody's comments. They only get to see their very own comments. But that is why we do our Ride for Fun, Ride to Learn, because we want the riders to get out there to have a good time, hang out with their friends, get the ability to learn a little something from their event.
So from the host's point of view, the competition organizer, we have trail challenges, which include in a trail challenge, take us through how that happens. Are the challenge parts, the obstacle cart parts, spread out throughout? Are they in the beginning? Are they in little groups? How does that work?
It can be any way. That is up to the host to design. For instance, I do mine at Black Prong Equestrian Center, and they are a competitive carriage obstacle facility, so they have a lot of really cool things for me to use on property. So I'll do 1 or 2 on property, take them out on trail, do 1 out on trail, and then they'll come back on property, do 1 or 2, and then so trail challenges usually have 6 obstacles. I have some people in the Northwest, theirs are entirely out on trail. So it's up to what the host and what the host has available.
So you've got trail challenges. That's on a trail from 5 to 10 miles. Now an obstacle trail, which is a different class. I'm going to use the word class because most people who have been to horse shows understand what class is. That is a 2 to 4 mile course. And how is that different than the trail challenge?
It is different only that it's shorter mileage and it has, so a trail challenge will have 6 obstacles at a minimum, an obstacle trail and an obstacle course will have 8 obstacles at a minimum. So it gives people the opportunity, if they only have a short amount of trail available to them, say they have 60 acres and they have about 3 miles of trail on their property, well, they can still get out there and have that fun trail experience for us to classify that for them. Because nationally and regionally, we have tournaments set up. And those tournaments everyone is entered in them automatically. And it gives us ways to set up different formats and fun ways for people to earn points. We earn points
right.
nationally and regionally, but our horses and riders also earn lifetime points with us.
There we go. Or not. If you're not a competitive person, you can just do it as you please and not worry about
Absolutely.
The points. I'm going to try to keep it moving along here so we can get, there's so much to cover to get fit it all in. So you've got a trail challenge of 5 to 10 miles. You've got an obstacle trail of 2 to 4 miles, an obstacle course, except that it includes up to 1 mile. What does that look like?
What that looks like is like a 2-acre pasture. That looks like an arena.
We could totally do that at our house.
Small area.
That would be so cool. We could do it at our house.
Yeah. Yes, you could. Where are you located?
We're down the street from you in Florida.
Hey, then you are lucky because I am also in Florida and I would come train you and help you.
Done.
There we go. So, done. Now, they also have the recreation ride, which is 5 to 10 miles. Am I guessing there are no obstacles on that one?
There's no obstacles on that one. So what that does is if a venue, a charity, a club, they want to do a poker ride, but they don't want to deal with credit card payments or registration or how to organize their venue, because our system gives you all the tools to manage your event, lifelong registration. We even have insurance. We have the credit card collection. You know, we can collect with credit cards. And we have the tools to manage your venue with. So people can sign up for stalls, camping hookups, whatever they need through our website. So it's absolute and complete management. Our tools are incredibly well thought out to make this an easy process for a normal average person. You do not have to be a professional event planner. We have those tools pre-designed, and we also have me available. My sole job and purpose is to train the hosts and the judges and to be support, because successful people have support. And that is entirely what I am here to do for people in our organization.
Now, we have barely scratched the surface of all the information that is available on your website. So for folks who have been inspired to look into this more, either as a competitor or because they want to host a ride in some way, shape, or form, because as I said, we've only scratched the surface. There's even more.
Absolutely.
Where can they find out more?
They can go to equinetrailsports.com. We have a host section. They can click here in the host section, and I will send them detailed information on hosting. They can also go to our judges section and start the process of becoming a certified judge with us, and hit our info tab for information on all of our events. I also have an event coming up locally here, April 14th and 15th at the Black Prong Equestrian Center. We'll be raising money for the nonprofit Pirelli Foundation. I have multiple events for Arena. I have an in-hand, so if people have horses that maybe they're minis or they're older horses or they're green horses and they want to get out and socialize them, do it in-hand. And I have a trail challenge both Saturday and Sunday. So if they want to experience it here in Florida, please come and play with me. We have lots of fun.
Well, thank you so much, Beth, for stopping by. That's equinetrailsports.com.
Thank you very much. It's a lot of fun. I'm happy to come on any old time.
Thanks, Beth. So are you going, Jennifer? I think that's probably a yes. All right, let's hear.
Glenn, what I heard is that she's going to start hosting these in your backyard.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. I think the landlords
that's
might have something
plan.
To say about that. I don't know. so let's take a break for one of our terrific sponsors and a song. I thought you're going to talk about Kentucky Derby, the early Kentucky Derby look here, right?
Yeah, we're a month out.
I know. So
some big prep races this weekend. So I just wanted to give everybody some names to look out for.
Good, cool. Well, then I picked Templeton Thompson's Born to Run if we're going to be talking about racing. So we're going to be back right after that. Of course, really bad ads today, too. We got a lot of good ones for you.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire. Affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Well, I never did crawl and I never did toe the line. No man is master than me, I ain't that kind. I just put on my traveling shoes. If you want to win, you just can't lose the time or stay behind. Well, I was born to run, to get ahead of the rest. Just to feel free and be some.
Templeton Thompson with Born to Run. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. All right. Well, the Kentucky Derby is 1 month yesterday away. It's on May 5th, right?
May 5th. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a preview because there are some big races this weekend that are coming up that are big time Derby preps. They've got the point system that happens to get these horses qualified for the Derby. And the top 20 horses with points, the most points, and how they accumulate points is that they run and come in first through fourth in specific Kentucky Derby prep races or points races. So we've got all these horses that have been running and doing really well, but if they haven't run in the points races, they don't get in. So we've got a list of the horses that are the top 20 right now, but oh my gosh, it's going to change because this weekend we have three prep races. The Santa Anita Derby is this weekend, and the 6-5 favorite right now is Bolt D'Oro. And you'll remember Bolt D'Oro's name because remember Scott Jagow, when he came on to talk about the Breeders' Cup last fall, he was like, this horse cannot lose.
You're right. Yep.
Cannot lose. Bolt D'Oro, gonna win. Don't even think about it. Basically, this is the horse. And Bolt D'Oro came in third.
Yep.
That's racing for you, baby. So Bolt D'Oro is the favorite in this race. Also in this race is Instilled Regard, excuse me, and Justify. And those are two horses that are also in the hunt for the Kentucky Derby. So you'll see some big names. That horse is obviously the hands down favorite. We've also got the $1 million Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland. That's a grade two. And it has some pretty big names in it as well. The horse named Good Magic, which is the one that won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last fall. Good Magic is trained by Chad Brown. Love Chad Brown. So I love this horse. Good Magic, Flame Away, and Free Drop Billy are three of the horses that are kind of
Free Drop Billy?
Free Drop Billy.
Kind of like that name. Okay.
Yeah, so he's actually number 20 on the points list right now, but he's in. I mean, you could see that name. Then we've got this $750,000 Wood Memorial. And if you recall Secretariat's career, you can lose one, losing two is a no contract. So basically, this is the race that Secretariat lost coming into the Triple Crown. And remember, he almost lost all of his backers because he lost this race, but in the movie he had a tooth abscess.
Gosh, yep, I've seen that's that right
too many times.
Does this horse have a tooth abscess too?
I hope not, because we've got a lot of horses. Enticed, Firenze Fire, Vino Rosso, and Heart Full of Stars are all in the Wood Memorial. So we will see that coming up. Now we've got a list that kind of, I'll go through like the top 10 on points right now. This will change, and then I'll kind of tell you the top 10 of what everybody's kind of thinking. We've got in the top 10 points right now, Audible, trained by Todd Pletcher, Noble Indy, number two, trained by Todd Pletcher, Mendelssohn, Aidan O'Brien, Bolt D'Oro is Mick Ruiz, Enticed, Kieran McLaughlin, Bravazo is a Dwayne Lucas. Gosh, he's still going. Man, that guy's got to be 112 years old.
Dwayne?
Promises, yeah. Promises Fulfilled is Dale Roman's horse. Magnum Moon is a Todd Pletcher. And then also a Todd Fincher is Runaway Ghost. And then the horse Quip, who is guaranteed to get in, is Rodolphe Brissette is the trainer there. Yeah. And so those are the top 10 in points. And then we've got, where did it go? Oh, I lost it.
Well, I got to tell you that Dwayne, you're not too far off. It's 82. So
that dude has been around. Let me get a horse racing name.
Do you think he actually does much of the training anymore, or just, you know, has his name on the everybody else?
You know, I mean, they definitely all have some trainers, but I don't think that Dwayne can wake up and not go to the stable.
Probably,
you know,
true.
Not go to the barn. Yeah, that's what he's got to do.
Trainers, they do it till the day they die. They carry them out.
Keeps them going.
Yep, keeps them going. And now,
I can't believe my computer screen just died. So give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves. Do you have any questions?
Well, I was looking. There was a report, and it has nothing to do with the Kentucky Derby, but it has to do with racing, and I just thought of it. There was a report about twins that were running at the same racetrack. Did you see that? Twin horses?
I did see that.
But I can't find the story. I'm looking for it now, and I can't find it.
You look for that, and I found the Horse Racing Nation kind of like top 10 list. They actually go through the top, like, 98, so I won't read all those. But Good Magic is number one on their list. Good Magic, that's the Chad Brown horse. Bolt de Oro, number two. Salamini is a Curlin baby. A couple, oh my gosh, Curlin is killing it now because Good Magic is also a Curlin baby. Magnum Moon, Audible, Noble Indy, Justify, Mendelssohn, Enticed, Catholic Boy, Promises Fulfilled, Mackenzie, Flame Away, Quip, Runaway Ghost, Bravazo, Reride, Firenze Fire, My Boy Jack, and Combatant are the top 20 that they have listed. So of those names, I'm sure Glenn will pick one that has some sort of weird tie, and he'll pick that horse to win, and it'll come in, like, I don't know, ninth.
Hey, you can't say that. I have won a few here with my weird picks over the years. I
know
probably won more than you have with your picks.
Even the worst shortstop gets a ball every
now
and then.
Well, you know, it is gambling. Occasionally, you do get one right.
Just occasionally. So those are the horses kind of getting back into that Derby swing of things. We'll have to talk about a lot of these horses coming up. So that's a month out. We will definitely, I won't be here Monday, but.
Okay. So I got the twin story. So it's these rare twins, Mr. Ping and Mr. Pong are their names.
That's right.
Mr. Ping and Mr. Pong. They are racing today in the fourth race at Charlestown. And this was written by Joe Nevels. So we know him. The successful birth of twins is rare for horses, especially thoroughbreds, due to the risk it can pose to both the mare and blah, blah, blah. About 10% of thoroughbred pregnancies initially result in twins, but almost none of them make it. So it was rare. They're both racing in the same race.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is kind of cool. Mr. Ping continued to go through potentially life-threatening difficulties through his first month. So apparently they had health problems, both of them. This article just goes on and on. I'll post a link to it in our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. But Mr. Pong was set as 3-1 second choice in the morning line for Friday's 4.5 furlong race, while Mr. Ping is not far behind at 7-2. We got to get the call for that race. Mr. Ping and Mr. Pong, are you kidding? The calls are going to be terrific.
Oh, my gosh, so cute. So I'm actually looking at this. And so what track is this?
It's in Charlestown up in West Virginia.
And how old are Mr. Ping and Mr. Pong?
I don't see that.
They were born in 2015, so they're 3 years old. Okay, so first of all, twins are not supposed to be born.
Avonwood Farm is the name.
So, yeah, so twins are not supposed to be born. As a person that's bred one horse, I'm an expert now. So when you have your horse,
that's how we do it here on the show.
Yeah, I'm an expert. Clearly. I had to have the vet out to check for twins, because if you do have twins, I was going to have to send her to the hospital to get one pinched, because they will die. I mean, typically twins will die. If not one will die, both will die. The mare could die. It can be a big mess. So it does happen occasionally. But to have two born that are also then sound later in life, like, and not some sort of deformity or some sort of, you know, I mean, obviously one of the foals had some trouble when it was younger, but this is incredible. And then I started looking, Mr. Ping is going to carry 117 pounds and Mr. Pong is going to carry 122 pounds. That's a big weight for 3-year-olds making their first start.
They're apparently pretty big
horses. In a 4.5 furlong.
They're apparently pretty big horses. So I'm trying to find, they apparently have a Facebook page, Mr. Ping and Mr. Pong, but I can't, as usual, I can't come up with it on Facebook. I found a guy named Mr. Ping Pong, who is a tattoo artist.
Good.
I did find that, but not the same guy, not the same thing at all, actually.
Yeah,
but
I'm reading the article is on the Pollock Report. Like, I keep waiting for the April Fools.
No, it's all over the place. There's articles everywhere because I've just been No, it looks like today. We're going to have to cover that on Monday. We'll remember to cover what happened to Mr. Ping and Mr. Pong. And one of them got a win. Darn
it. Man, this is amazing.
Can you imagine That's Breeders' amazing. Cup with Mr. Wait. Ping and Mr. Pong? That'd be
this
good.
Is amazing.
All right, let's do this. It is that time. Maybe.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's really bad ads time. It's that time when listeners submit some bad ads they find on Craigslist or on Facebook, wherever they find them. And, you know, we're not going to get any more personals, apparently, because Craigslist has cut out the personals now. So they won't be sending those over anymore. I won't be able to read any more personal ads from Craigslist.
They don't have personals anymore?
No, they cut it out. Apparently, they passed some law about prostitution on sites like that, and Craigslist pulled them all. So that you can't find, you know, it wasn't one of the personal things. If you saw somebody and then, or, you know, a casual acquaintance, or you met somebody casually and then you could post, I saw you on the train, and then there's love stories.
Misconnections.
That's it. Apparently that's
gone
too. Yeah, apparently. So
that was my favorite thing to read.
There were a lot of misconnections apparently in the prostitute world. I don't know. So,
oh gosh, no, I just liked it when it was like, hey, I was on train number 2 in New York going from, you know, here to here, and I saw you and you looked at me, and if you see this, call me.
Yeah.
And I always wondered if anybody actually ever found somebody on misconnections.
I
was at the stoplight at Peachtree and Mill, and I saw you looking at me from across the thing, you cross the street, blah, blah. That was me. Call me.
We're going to announce the prizes next week because, to be honest, we were too busy dealing with guest changing right before the show today. We didn't have a chance to get that together. So we'll announce what the prizes are next week. Everybody that has submitted will be in the prizes for
and
the month.
And those
of
who
April.
Submitted last month because
yes.
You guys were slack on the prizes last month.
It's because apparently we've just been slack in 2018. So everybody last month, this month will be in the pool for prizes, and we'll let you know what they are next week. And you're first up.
Kelly sent this first one in. Awesome! Buckskin, core, lots of R's, terhorse, gelding. Albie, Al, is a 12-year-old buckskin grade quarter horse gelding. He was supposedly registered, but the previous owner couldn't track down the paperwork.
Of course. I'll mail that to you later.
Yeah. Prior to my owning him, he was used on a ranch somewhere out west. He would make a great ranch trailer, even a gaming horse. He is very fast.
Ding, ding, Alan, ding. He bolts.
Yeah. He's a bolter. And he'd make a great ranch horse because he is just not a good an arena horse. Al has been trail ridden a lot this past year and doesn't spook. He likes
except
to
when he
work.
Bolts. Sorry.
And definitely has some pep. He's a bolter.
He's a bolter.
He goes over water, rides double, leads rides, ponies, horses. Al has a very competitive attitude and will not back down from a hard day's work.
I like how they make that sound positive, though. You got to give him credit for that.
This is amazing. Yeah, the whole thing is basically this horse is completely hot.
Yeah.
Stands great for the farrier, but can be a bit difficult to load once in a while.
Yeah, like when you come to pick him up.
Yeah, like, oh, he's never done this before. It's so weird. I don't know. It wasn't like your trailer.
Oh, it's that once. $3,000. It's that once today. Tomorrow, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Supposedly, he's really good.
So we got a bolter who doesn't load, and they want $3,000 for that with no papers.
Bless his heart.
That's what I got out of that. Debbie sent this one in. At least you got more information on the last one than we do this one. Horse, $175. Horse for sale. Female. Healthy. No worms. I don't have any idea about horses.
No.
Just text. Please, I don't answer calls. Of course you don't.
Hey, I'm a millennial and like... My mom.
I gotta be honest though, I don't answer calls either. So
I don't care.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
I just sometimes go, I just gonna call somebody because I'm so tired of typing.
I know, but if it's somebody I know, but if it's a number I don't know, I've been getting so many sales calls lately, I just don't answer anymore. I just don't do it.
Well, those I don't answer.
Well, if you want a $175 horse that's female and we know nothing else, there it is right there. Debbie can get you connected.
Perfect. All right. Linda sent this one in. Linda, thank you very much. Faith Skippy Lady, Philly, 2017. No fault of her own, but this girl is back for sale. Just some hard times for the owner. I'm willing to do some trading. Faith Skippy Lady is her dam. Showdown's Wagons West is her sire. His five-way testing has
Wait
four
a minute.
Nag in his...
Faith Skippy Lady is her dam and Showdown Wagons West is her sire. There's a combination.
This is my Philly Skippy Lady West Wagon Showdown, Faith. She's amazing. The quarter horse people, man, I swear. Okay. His five-way testing has four neg and his HYPP is NH, not one case ever. She has a blaze and four white socks and two blue eyes. She was born on May 24th, 2017. I'm asking $1,500 for her. She is super friendly. Actually, she sounds really pretty.
She does, actually. I was thinking that, too.
She ties, leads, trims, loads, loves her grain, of course. She is a red dun. Her strip goes through to the tail. She has two blue eye, and she is register. She is beautiful and is super friendly. I measured her today, February 14th, 2018, and she was 12.3 hands. Oh, okay. She's a little smaller than Zara.
Yeah.
Here's a few things I'm looking for. You could buy her for $1,500 or you could trade for her. Yeah. Hold on. Here, Lucas. Yeah.
Let me see what we got. Anything unique in this pile?
Okay. Let's see. Here's a few things I'm looking for. A power sprayer, snowmobiles, chainsaw, air compressors, a car or a truck, square bales. I'm also looking for a horse trailer. Please, if we are trading, I would like it fair, F-A-R-E, and of equal value. So we can talk. So PM me and we can work out some kind of deal.
This poor baby.
Okay. Yeah. First of all, I put a trailer up for sale on my super old two horse that I just don't use anymore. And I put it up for sale. And I am amazed. I am amazed at how many people just want to trade things. Mm. Like, I've got this trailer listed at $3,400. I would take a little bit less than that, but you got to, you know, like list it for what you want, you know, more for
negotiation
than what you want.
Room.
Yeah. You got to have room to negotiate. So I've been offered a horse, trade for a horse and not specifics on the horse, just any horse that they have, which okay. What if I pick the $10,000? You know what I mean? Okay.
They don't have a $10,000 horse. I got news for you.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. And then I've been offered trading for a car. And I was like, I don't need a car. And then I got offered a trade for goats. I'm like, why would I want goats?
Those must be valuable goats. How many goats are going to equal $3,500? What are goats selling for nowadays?
And then I got asked what I would trade it for. I'm like, not that money. I'll trade it for money.
Yeah, money.
You know what? Let's trade. Trade $3,400 for the trailer.
Green.
So I didn't
money.
Realize how much you have to put no trades on the ads. So I went back and I've tried. Because, you know, when you post a Facebook Marketplace, it goes everywhere. So I'm like trying to go back to each one and be like, no trades. But I can't seem to keep up.
You know what, too? You got to be really careful because the scammers are going to come out, too. You send us this and we'll send you that. We'll
I'm not sending nothing. I want you to put money in my hand
and
then
drive
you can
have
it the trailer.
Yeah.
Drive it away.
Jennifer, did you use Craigslist to sell our last trailer? Was it Craigslist or was it Facebook?
I did.
It was Craigslist. And the guy showed up with cash and took it away.
Okay, I'll go.
You know something though? I posted it on Craigslist, but I sold it through Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. For way too much money too, by the way, I think. But the guy bought it and paid us for it. So what the heck? Did not negotiate. So Carly sent the following one in.
Well, good morning, everybody. I'm back. So I found this on the Phoenix Craigslist because we all know Craigslist is full of very educated peoples who know how to spell and write proper. Anyways, this is an ad for a miniature horse, very well behaved. This is a very well-manured miniature horse. His name is Bub. It has a very nice coat of fur. Want it to go to a good home with proper amenities. I would like to see your stable upon delivery. Please call. Click on the photo to see a larger one. By the way, you click on the photo and it doesn't get any bigger. It's the same size. He tried. Okay, bye.
I took a drink right when she said coat of fur. I'm spit it out.
It has a really nice coat of fur.
Next one up is Lorene, who sent in the horse trailer of the week.
Ooh, oh my God. This thing went to war.
$975 in Atkin. I don't know where that is. But this is way over our price limit, too. Old horse trailer. Well, at least they admit it's old, right? Old horse trailer left on property up for sale. Okay, so they inherited this sucker. Don't know anything about it other than it is still usable, which means no title. The jack doesn't work in the front because there's all kinds of concrete blocks holding it up. It is a rounded front horse trailer like we usually get, only this is the four horse variety.
Front.
Oh, it's pointy
it's
front.
A,
you're right. It's more like a
pointy
bullet.
Front.
It does kind of look like it was found on the beach in Normandy. You're right, Jennifer. I don't know. The tires look to have sunk into the ground in the back. I don't know if they're flat or not. Can't tell.
The hind end is sunk into the ground, too.
Because there's no ramp or anything.
It's doing a sliding stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the people bought this property and this thing was sitting there and they're going, what the hell do I do with this now?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the
graffiti.
Wait
a minute. The writing... It has
random graffiti.
Yes, it has been painted over, and it looks like it was used by a carpet company because the top of it says such and such carpet that's faded out.
I think it says furniture
and carpet. So it was not for horses. This was used to haul couches, and it had the open side, so I know they didn't haul them in the rain because that would have been bad.
Well, you know, maybe it wasn't once used to haul carpets. Maybe this is actually made from old signs of businesses in downtown.
Oh, yeah, because the front has a different
Minnesota
sign on it.
Down.
They just molded them all together. All right, Jennifer's going to post this on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning.
It does. It looked like it went to war.
It does.
Like, bag it up. Let's get the guns out. Joy sent the next one in. By the way, all of our jokes about trailers are a lot funnier when you've actually seen the trailer.
Yeah, so go to Facebook and look at it. Yeah.
Joy sent this one in. 10-year-old quarter horse stud available. Oh my God. Oh, wait, hold on. He doesn't act like a stud at all. Sure. Supper, sweet and loving, quick learner. Been henpecked by the mares he's lived with his whole life. Oh my God. How many foals has there been? Lives next to pigs, goats, and chickens. Good with a saddle and has been ridden 2 times and only did some crow hopping. Rough. He's 10. Why has he only been ridden 2 times? Oh my God. Roughly 14 hands tall, trailers and stands for farrier. Likes to be with other horses. Yeah. No kidding.
Apparently not the mares.
Because it likes to breed them.
In fact.
Oh my God. This is a 10-year-old stallion, by the way. Loves kids. That should never be in an ad with a stallion. Loves kids and is very gentle. Has the potential to be any discipline. Jumper a 4-foot fence at an angle as a yearling and only had a small scratch. We just don't have the time to give him tie attention that he deserves. Make me an offer.
So they've had this thing as since he was a yearling.
Oh my gosh. And he's 10 years old and he's just been living out with the mares and he's probably like untouched. You can't catch him. Yeah. He's a total.
But he's good with the saddle.
He loves kids. Loves kids though.
He's really good with the saddle. What are you talking about? All right. The next one is Allison sent this one in. This person is seeking a beginner safe horse. Doesn't need to be beautiful. Also doesn't need to live outside or not wear shoes. I don't care about that. Heck, the horse can be a hermaphrodite with semi-crooked leg. It's the first time we've ever had hermaphrodite in an ad. As long as it is somewhere in the area of 15 hands tall, not much bigger, and not dying, half dead acceptable, I don't care. Please don't send me anything that has heaves. Nothing? Nothing?
That's the deal breaker. Hermaphrodite with crooked legs, is half fine. Dead.
But can't is have okay, heaves.
But don't. Let it have heat.
Nothing extremely mean to other horses. If your horse cannot play nice with others, he's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something you wouldn't hesitate to put your 80-year-old grandma on. Again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so the only requirement is somewhat safe and sound. The
no,
horse,
no heaps.
The horse does need to be able to independently steer and have good gas pedal and excellent brakes. Budget to depend on the horse. So let's review this. It can be any horse in the world, except it has to be able to steer, have good brakes. Grandma needs to be able to ride it. And it can't have heaves.
Yeah. And it can't have heaves.
Can't have heaves.
Yeah. And it can't be aggressive in the pasture. It has to be nice to everybody.
It has to be nice to everybody. That's right. Yep. Nope. All right. So there's really no rules there. You're just good for any horse, except those conditions. All right. Carrie sent the following one in.
Hi, HRN crew. Here's my really bad ad. Looking for ... gelding or colt. Absolutely no mares, even if you think you own the best non-marish mare. To finish 15-1 to 16-2. Friendly, not hot, not spooky, broke or unbroke, good conformation, no Arabians, no thoroughbreds, no Frisians or gypsy crosses, and nothing chunky, please. Please send pics and price or message for budget. I had found one, but unfortunately sale did not go through. Must have thick forelock. It's just a personal preference. Please don't ignore this part or I will just be wasting your time. Thank you for reading. Well, I don't know if she's found a horse or not, but good luck with those criteria.
Okay, didn't she rule out Frisian and Gypsy, which are the two with thick forelocks?
Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
No prejudice there, awesome. Right? Wow.
Don't waste my time. And you know what? While I've been horse shopping for Jen, which by the way, she bought a horse, I did see an ad that said that. Not that ad, but this must be a thing. People actually shop for forelocks. So like it's going to be where people come out to try your horse and you have like a clip on forelock. You're going to have to be like, try to pass it off. Like, I don't know. It's a forelock. Kayla sent in the next
one. Oh, why didn't I take this one? I just...
You want to read this one? I'll read the next one.
Sure. Ladies. Feel like
ladies.
This is in Michigan, by the way. Ladies, feel like being lazy and not wearing a bra? Just tired of the discomfort of trotting? Well, meet the bra-free horse. She's so smooth your tatas won't move no matter how fast you ask her to go. Doesn't that depend really on the size of your tatas? Just saying. Tired of listening.
No, it does not, because some of us that don't have giant tatas, they still move around and hurt. Okay. I'm actually like interested in this horse while you're being a jerk.
Tired of listening. I'm trying to do it as one of those ads. Tired of listening to your hubby nag because your horse makes him sore? Well, let him ride this girl. He'll be on cloud 9. Meet Gracie. She's 17 years old, 14.3 hand Tennessee Walker mare. She stands quietly to be saddled, bridled, and mounted, and will stay standing for as long as you ask. Ride her one-handed with a loose rein. She necks reins and stops on a dime, as well as goes off leg pressure. She has been taken through the fields and trails, by cars, cows running beside us, dogs jumping out of the neighbor's yard. She's cool with it all. She goes wherever you point her, alone or with a group, with a bra
or without. You're reading it like a personal ad.
Easy to catch, call her and she runs to you. Loads, ties, whatever you ask her, she does. She's truly your kid-safe, boob-safe, husband-safe, stupid-proof horse. If you can't ride this horse, pack your bags and move into the city. Even if you don't like gated horses, you're going to fall in love with her. Hate to see her go, but we need the space. $1,800. I have a few videos, and I can get more this weekend with or without a bra.
My God.
I might have added a few lines there. I'm just saying.
After having a... 4-year-old like slam tackle me and oh god, they don't understand that these things can hurt. Girls, you're with me. All right, Emily.
I love that ad.
Sent this one in. You just needed to read that.
I did.
Emily sent this one in. This is the Eugene Horse Auction, the second Sunday of every month. Haas the calf. This is really long, so I'm going to read it kind of fast. So follow along. If your wife or girlfriend is bored and needs a pet, here's your chance. This calf you absolutely must get. If your kids are hooligans, being lazy and smoking weed, then a whipping and a project is exactly what they need. Don't let your kids eat Tide Pods. It's dumb and harmful as dope. Just buy them a Corriente calf and teach them how to rope. Hand your kids a bottle, and when that calf is a full tummy, stick a rope in your kid's hand and tell them to rope the dummy. Eugene Livestock is where I will be this Sunday, the 11th, and you can come and find me. I'll sell before the horses, just after the tack, and if you can't make it on time, we can add your phone bid to the stack. It just it keeps going.
It's pretty good, though.
It just takes a syringe, some tetanus, and a band, but make sure you have two in your hand. Otherwise, all you're doing is making me a stag, which means I'll have one left, and then there's one in the bag. In 2 years or less, I'll still be cute, and as a bonus, you can run me in the chute. Stick a loop on my horns, turn left, and go. Let your healer scoop, too, daily, and whoa! Oh, and I should add that I'm selling sound, which means I can travel on all fours across any ground. It means I am mobile, ambulatory, and able, won't limp or hobble or stumble to your trailer, barn, corral, or stable. I hope to see you this Sunday at 4 o'clock. Just come on in. No need to knock. The doors will be open and the bidding will begin. Keep your hand in the air until they say sold, and then only you will win. Eugene Livestock is the place to attend to see just how much money you're willing to spend. What do you want? What do you need? Surely, you surely must put me at the top of your list indeed.
Yay! They call me.
I'm not done.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, it keeps going.
Oh. This is pretty good, though. I hope that this guy that wrote this is the auctioneer, because he's going to be a lot of fun. Go ahead.
They call me Haas, but you can change my name. All you need is a winning bid to call me yours and stake your claim. Though many calves are cute and cuddly, they may be alike, but never the same. My personality is huge, and if you desire, I'll forever be gentle and tame. That was a stretch. If you can't afford a pony, but you need something to love and adore, step right up and look no more. Bid until you win and consider me a score. I'm lower maintenance compared to those equine, but I'm cute, cuddly, and could fill the void just fine. You need a bottle twice a day, and as I grow up, you can feed me grain and hay. You can break me to ride or raise me to rope. The possibilities are endless. For the future, there's hope. No shoeing required, not even a trim. Just maybe a deworming if I start to get slim. You can put a saddle on my back, stick a halter on my head beneath my rack, take me around to parades and shows. I could become to Corriente that everyone admires and knows. As far as my age, I'm about 14 days old. I was born in the sunshine, but dang, it was cold. I am great and not papered, but the quality is here. You have the choice to leave me a bull or make me a steer, but the choice would be yours to take or leave my nuts. But if you make me a steer, I won't chase those heifer butts.
Oh, and it is a cute. There's a picture. It's the cutest little calf.
Oh my God. It's the cutest little calf ever. I didn't realize that the first like set of paragraphs that they rhymed.
Yeah, they rhymed. They all rhymed.
I didn't realize that until it got a little bit halfway through.
Oh, this is a well-written ad, and you know that this little calf now is going to go for a fortune because they did this ad. Everybody's going to want a bid.
Oh my gosh, I won him. It's Davis Haas. So he's tag number one. Oh, he already sold. I wonder how he sold. It was Sunday, March 11th.
At the Eugene Livestock Auction. And whoever writes these for the Eugene Livestock Auction, 2 points to you.
Yeah.
Well done.
March.
I hope it was the auctioneer, because I hope he does his whole auction in a rhyme. That'd be great.
Can you tell I have practiced reading rhyming books to children?
Yes, I did. You've gotten better at that over the years, actually. You really have. Well, thank you to everybody who submitted an ad for Really Bad Ads. We appreciate it. And as I said, we'll announce prizes next week. You're all, even if your ad wasn't read on the show, you'll be included in the pile that we'll be drawing from for prizes. Next week, we're going to have some special co-hosts because Jamie decided to take her bikini to the beach.
Yeah.
So that's where she's going to be drinking martinis. Baby. She's going to be climbing lava flows, all of that stuff.
Just so you know, when I said this morning that I was going to be wearing a muumuu on the beach without not wearing a bikini, Chad was behind me and he was like, afterwards, he goes, are you serious? You're not going to wear a bikini and you're going to have a muumuu? I was like, come on.
I can picture you in a muumuu too. That'd be hilarious. A pink one with flowers.
Got to be floral print. Hello. Yeah,
I think all that's right. The only way they make them. Well, you have a wonderful time in Hawaii and enjoy yourself. Have a terrific time. This week on Stable Scoop, come out tomorrow. The story, our rest of the scoop story, is about racing. So you're going to want to tune in. It's a fun story written by Gail. So we'll have that on Stable Scoop this week. Also, we'll catch up with Devin Horn on her latest getting ready for her third Mongol Derby. All of that coming up on the Stable Scoop show this week. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday with a special co-host.
That means he doesn't know who it is yet.
Exactly.
Spay, neuter, geld. Have a great week.
Whoever it is will be special.